Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we're focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Drive On podcast. Today, my guest is Curtis Rutledge. Curtis is an Army veteran and creator of the nonprofit Shift Six, whose mission it is to bridge the auto industry with the veteran community by raising veteran awareness through teaching automotive and technical skills. So welcome to the show, Curtis. I'm glad to have you on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm a 12-year Army veteran, did three tours overseas to Iraq, got medevac my second tour, came back, kind of realized that due to my injuries, it was going to medically retire me. So got out, kind of was lost, planned on doing 20 years in the military, but had to adjust fire and kind of did law enforcement for a little bit. And then due to my injuries, I couldn't really continue to do that. So about the same time when all that was happening, I kind of did my midlife crisis purchase, bought a 68 Chevelle and put an LS into it, an LS1. And then when it came to doing the metal fabrication work on it to get it up to par, I quickly realized how expensive it was and how under educated I was on the task of welding. So I took it upon myself to go to welding school, got into the welding industry, loved it. And that's how I got into doing and creating Shift Six through working at a nonprofit here locally in Bakersfield. I saw the need for it, that if it helped myself, then maybe we would be able to help some other veterans, and kind of took the idea and now we're running with it.
Yeah. And I love this idea of bridging the auto industry with the veteran community. Right. So, yeah. And this idea for Shift Six, it sounds like it came from your own experiences, basically trying to figure stuff out on your own. Right. And, and realizing how underprepared you were for all of this. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are some of the things that when you first got started, when you dipped your toes in the water here, if you will, what were some of the things that you were realizing? I know you said like welding, but what are some of the things that you were realizing that, you weren't quite as well prepared for as you thought you were?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up a car guy, car kid. My grandfather, he's a Navy veteran. But he's a diehard car fanatic as well. So I've always grew up around cars, but I never really knew the back end of it. I never knew what it took to get that, that car that you dream about sitting in the field, getting it back up and running, getting it back to the status where you could drive it, take your family out on a Friday night cruise night like we have here, or just take it to the track and have fun with it, pass it down to your kids. The intricacies of metalworking, the intricacies of building a decent horsepower car that you're going to be able to drive on a daily and then take it out on the track on the weekends, stuff that our forefathers and our grandfathers had, when they had like the old classics, being able to rent a car, like the Hertz Shelby GT350, the Hertz clones, those cars are making a comeback. But stuff like that, that, you could have it as a daily driver and then take it out on the track on the weekends. That's, that's big. So there's a lot that goes into it. You want to make sure it's structurally sound. You got to know your parameters on that. You want to make sure that everything is within those parameters to where you can be sure that you're, safe on all ends, and then you can get home safely. But you want to be able to include the people that you love, friends and family, fellow veterans. And so with that, that's why I kind of spitballed and just started with just the welding aspect of it. But, and then the stuff that I didn't know, I started trying to include it, so I figured the more the merrier. One of our Latin sayings is simple doctrina. It's always learning. I don't think I've ever met a car guy that has learned everything about cars. The industry is so vast. So for me to be able to do it with brothers and sisters in arms, it's huge. And then to have the backing from the welding community and the automotive community and just the whole blue collar trades community is, it's great and it's huge, and it's such an honor to be able to carry this torch for everybody.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that Shift 6 does to help out veterans? Is it mostly the teaching and the training, you know, to kind of fill the skills gap that they may have? Or do you kind of get involved with like job placement to help people get into the industry as well? What is Shift 6 kind of in a nutshell, and what is it that you help veterans out with?
Yes. So for now, we give them the skills. We teach them the basic skills for welding, metal fabrication, and whatnot. We do act as a conduit with finding veterans who have already been trained or are looking to get trained. I myself worked at a nonprofit here to where I was able to get a lot of outlets when it comes to veterans and job seeking skills and stuff like that. Right now, we do a lot of our big thing has been welding, metal fabrication, and then paint and body. A lot of veterans are really attracted to those topics mainly. So what we've been doing is kind of tailoring our classes to that to try to garner more interest down the long in the near future. What we're aiming to do is once we have our own brick and mortar establishment, we're going to have it to where we actually get our veterans trained by a certified trainer, and then we basically pay for their certification from the American Welding Society. So then they can take it out and then earn that money and earn a decent income in the trade that they of their choosing.
And that's great, because I think when veterans are getting, when or service members are getting out of the military and they're making that transition, I think there is, just through the conversations I've had with other veterans, I think there are these people out there who think, you know, I'll be able to figure this out. I'm a veteran, you know, anyone's going to hire me, and, you know, just they're going to jump all over this. Right. And, and while in a lot of cases, maybe that is true. It's not true if you don't have the skills for the type of job that you're looking for, right. Welding, that type of thing. That's a specialized skill. It takes some training, take some practice to be able to do that type of work. You can't just walk in with your DD-214 and expect someone to just, you know, jump all over you and give you a job, right? So you definitely need that kind of training. So how does the whole process work, right? So walk me through. You have a service member who's just getting out of the military, like we were just talking about, doesn't know what they're going to do with their lives. They don't have the training in certain things, but they always like maybe tinkering with cars. You know, like you said, growing up, you work with cars, and you know, they're considering that type of career in the auto industry. They just don't know where to start. Then they come across Shift 6. What can they expect when they reach out? What is that whole process like?
Yeah, so what we do here locally is we partner with local hot rod shops. Currently, we're partnered with Born Vintage Hot Rods. Great shop right there. The owners, very big on pro America, pro veterans, all that. They're very great, red blooded Americans. I mean, we can't get any better than that. They've opened their hearts and their shops. When we started this program, they were on board right off the bat. And it's great to see them to be a part of our journey as well. Believed it since the beginning. So having those professionals in the industry, you know, those guys, they went to SEMA this past year and they killed it. One of their trucks was in the Battle of the Builders. So to have a shop of such a caliber be a part of Shift 6, it's amazing that our veterans can come in to this shop and then they can be partnered with such experts and be taught, you know, these skills. It's free of charge. You know, we provide breakfast via coffee and donuts, and then we usually have lunch, one of the local barbecue joints here. And what we do is we just create this conducive environments where the veterans can come learn, and it's there's no judgment. You know, there's no no combat vet versus non-combat vet. There's no service era segregation. It's all male, female veterans. We all come together and we all learn. Some of us are, you know, a little bit more advanced, while other ones, we're just getting our feet, you know, just getting your feet wet, just learning how to, you know, just strike an arc, you know, on a stick welder, or, you know, being more elaborate, you know, TIG welding, aluminum welding. you know, we try to make sure that all of the veterans that come through, we cater to all those levels to where everybody can see that the environment is, it's, like I said, conducive for everybody. You know, there's no picking and choosing. It's, we want to build that environment where veterans can come in and not feel any sort of segregation or any branch. You know, it's, I've had my oldest veteran was a Korean War veteran. And then my youngest, the youngest veteran that we've had was, he just got out about 6-7 months ago. So it's great to see those veterans chopping it up, male and female veterans. We had a female veteran where her dad didn't believe that she made her own mailbox. I actually had to send photos and a video of her doing it. So to be able to break down those barriers and then, you know, hear the pride and the sense of enjoyment that that female veteran had being able to show her dad that, you know, I can do this and I can exceed the standard. That's what we want to be able to do. And that's our goal. And that's what we're going to keep doing.
And that's great. That's how this is working, you know, where, you know, veterans from all branches, from all eras, from, you know, like you said, combat, non-combat vets, you know, all coming together and working together to learn these new skills, right? Yeah. I think that's incredible. And one thing that I think the veterans who are getting out of the military don't give themselves enough credit for is their ability to learn new skills. When we went to, all of us, anyone who's ever served, when we went to basic training, you know, we didn't know how to march with a rifle. We didn't know how to, you know, and that's a basic thing, right? But but it's something that we were taught and we learned, you know, the military courtesies and how to throw a grenade and, like, you know, all this stuff. Whatever our job was, I was an infantryman, so I'm just coming up with all these, like, you know, infantry type things, right? But you know, I'm sure other MOSs have their other things that they learned. We're all capable of learning something. We're not idiots. Yeah. I mean, some of us may act like idiots, but, you know, we're not idiots.
You know, yeah, no, and I agree, because, you know, there's a lot. What I love about it is when the veterans all come together, you know, like you said, you're an infantryman. I was one of my MOSs was Cav Scout, so. You know, once you get that environment, you know, me and you, we would have been chewing the same cud out, you know, downrange. But it's good to have that camaraderie. It's good to, you know, to see how resilient we are as veterans, you know, that, you know, yeah, the sad part is when we get out, you know, we were trained to just to go do our mission, you know, to secure what we needed to secure, to capture what we needed to capture and what for. But on the back end of it is to see us all come together, you know, and to see the resiliency of the veteran community and how the adaptability, it's not lost once we've gotten out. Yes, it stings to lose all that brotherhood and the sisterhood and that skill set that we gained that made us all unique. But to re-implement it into a whole nother facet, you know, and a whole nother teaching skill, it's huge. And so it's such a sense of enjoyment to see being able to pass it on to other veterans who are in need, who may be, you know, like trying to figure out life as it goes, because like you said, we've all struggled it, and it's not something that we're going to figure out tomorrow or right now. It's, you know, we have to implement ourselves with new skills and new outlets. And with those new outlets, you know, we can help to process our own issues the right way, not the wrong way, you know, and to curb that dark subject of, you know, veteran suicide. You know, if we can save one veteran, this is worth it. You know, all the time and money and effort spent and donated by the community, that's what we want to capitalize on. We want to be able to capitalize on the fact that our community is doing so much to endorse us and bring fruition what we're doing, so we can, you know, help to curb what we can and veteran illnesses and ailments and just get them out there again. So to me, it's such an honor to be able to push it out, you know, especially since it's so near and dear to my heart. So.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I like about doing this podcast is it's almost like a therapy for me, you know, just being able to come on and talk with other veterans and have these conversations. Right. But this is something I enjoy doing. There's so many different interests out there, right? And there's people who are way more into whatever the thing is, welding or, yeah, you know, fixing cars, you know, whatever it is. They find that camaraderie with other veterans through organizations like this, through Shift Six, and, you know, figure out how to do this new skill in that community of other veterans, and they pick back up almost like where they left off, where they can come together as veterans. And one of the groups of people that are just so incredibly helpful with each other are veterans. Like they'll do anything for each other. It's rare to find that in other subsets of the population. You know, when you're able to make some of these friends outside of the military, you know, after you've taken off the uniform, it's like, you know, you're set. Like you'll have these people who are gonna, you know, they want to see you succeed. I don't think, and I don't know for sure because I'm not a part of, you know, these daily classes that you're doing and everything, but I wouldn't suspect that they're looking at each other like competition. They're looking at each other like, you know, how can we help each other out, right?
Yeah, no, it's a great, here locally, we have a really great veteran community. We have a really dense population of veterans. Kern County as a whole is the second largest veteran population next to Riverside. But the closer you get down to LA, you know, the more, I don't want to say polluted, but the more busy things are. So, but here in Kern County, we have such an amazing population and so many great organizations that what I tend to find is a lot of veterans from different parts of California, they migrate here because of the outlets. I mean, we have everything from MARE, Equestrian Therapy. We have an organization where I started out, which was Wounded Heroes Fund here locally. We offer everything from, grants to food bank to, you know, movie nights and all that stuff. And then you have organizations like Lean for Vets here. It's all about the veterans' health and wellness, getting them back in shape, you know. And so having all those multitude of organizations, it's great to see that a population, a local population, cares so much about the veterans that, you know, with us coming on, they can even endorse another avenue to where our veterans are almost fully covered, you know. And like you said, the veteran community as a whole, we're very tight-knit. And so to be able to be welcomed in it's huge, you know, and to show proof that, you know, what we're doing out there it's working. And so to be able to have more veterans come along, it's a great success.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is just one small corner of the country, right?
Yeah.
This is just your area where you've mentioned, you know, a couple other organizations that are all working together with veterans. And there's a bunch of these organizations working to improve the lives of veterans. And it's not unique to any one area of the country. There's organizations all over the place. They are really just looking to make veterans succeed and offering all these resources. I've talked to people all over the country. They're doing everything from, you know, helping veterans figure out how to go on a job interview, or, you know, write a resume, or, you know, skills training. You mentioned equestrian things. We had a guest on the show a little while back. Their whole thing is equestrian, not just therapy, but just training as well, like job training to help people get, you know, jobs in that market. There's an organization locally here in the Phoenix area that I've been helping out with. They help get jobs in the technology industry for veterans. So I think it's the point I'm trying to make with all this is, you know, maybe the person who's listening to this right now doesn't live in California in your local area, right? But there are organizations all over the place who are doing things like this. You know, maybe not the exact same thing that you're doing, right? But they're doing things like this. So it's really just a matter of figuring out who these people are, where they're located, and how we can get people in touch with them, you know. And that's why I love having guests on the show like yourself, where you know, it's really all about raising awareness to organizations like this. So the listeners who are in California right now, they can check you out and be like, hey, you know what? this is something I'm into, and I want to learn more about this. So they can come down and get these skills, right?
Yeah, and the good thing is we're already in talks with starting up a Texas chapter, and a Kentucky chapter as well. So what we want to be, and then our 5-year, 3 to 5-year plan is to be nationwide. We've got some great organizations that we're working to pair with. We're some great industry leaders that we've already teamed up with. People that are already sponsoring some of the stuff that we already have going on, you know, like CK Worldwide. They're really predominant. They're huge in the welding game. Blue Demon, they're huge. And then you jump to the welding, the car side. Snake Eater Performance, they're sponsoring our injectors for our C10 build. Auto Metal Direct, they're sponsoring the whole bed sides for this truck as well. So to see those two come together, you know, it's great. And that's our big push is to go nationwide, because I've tried to look into it and see what other avenues and organizations are out there. And, you know, and it's great to partner. But I just love the fact that we can continue to grow, and then make sure all our avenues, and just make sure everything's covered, you know, have to where we're checking every box, and every veteran has the opportunity to get that help, whether they're near or far.
Yeah. And that's a great thing too. All right. The expanding your reach, you know, replicating this in different markets and, you know, across the country. Because, you know, obviously, it's not just Californians who are looking for welders and, you know, auto folks. So, you know, it's nationwide, really. And you know, and there are veterans nationwide who are looking for this type of stuff. So that's really great. Do you have any success stories that you might be able to share of people who maybe reached out to Shift Six, went through the training, and have gone on to successful careers and moved on with the stuff that they've taken away from there? Anything that you'd be able to share with us?
Without giving names and being too personal, right. I have one of my older veterans, great guy, Navy veteran. And he's been battling with his injuries and all his issues from his time in service. And when he started, he was very nervous. From what I noticed, he was very nervous. And it was just having the community there, and then having guys like Brock and Kamaka welcome him into their shop with open arms. It's a very heartwarming and heartfelt experience, because, you know, when you see these gorgeous cars at like places like SEMA, or, you know, like Detroit Autorama or Tokyo Auto Salon, these are like cars that have been worked on for years, and they have millions of hours into them. So to have a shop open up their arms to veterans, that, you know, it gave him such a boost in his confidence that he went from just, you know, like just trying to figure it out to being able to weld. And, you know, he told me when he started, it was just you know, I've always wanted to weld. My grandfather was a welder. My dad got away from it, you know, and then I just joined the military and I never got into it. So now he's actually, from my understanding, he's welding on the side to make some extra money. So it's a great confidence booster, especially, you know, from a veteran who's like struggling with their issues to being able to provide, you know, it's something amazing. My thing, like my story in itself of itself, you know, like I was at my wit's end, and being able to, you know, dive into this welding community and have the backing from the welding community, it's huge. You know, veteran community is very tight, and the welding community is just as tight as well. But, you know, they welcome you with open arms. And so, having like the shop and the auto industry, it's crazy, because like I said, I grew up on cars. I grew up watching Chip Boost work over people's cars. You know, I grew up watching all those different car shows, you know, and I can remember as a kid being like, man, I would love to be able to do that someday, you know, but now on the flip side, I'm like, all right, well, let's make this happen. So now we can give that to our veterans, and we have given it to our veterans to where we have guys that they've actually went out and bought welders just to practice more and more. And then what's funny is they go out and buy these welders, and then their wives, they give them these honey-do lists of projects that they want. And so it goes from something that starts as a hobby to something that they can actually, you know, make a profession out of, or something that they can expand their own realm with and pass down to their kids and say, hey, I learned this at an organization and with people that I felt comfortable with that they can pass down. So it's a very rewarding feeling.
Yeah. And that's important too. I think the ability to share things with your children and pass things down like that, because there might be some guys and gals who come out of the military and not really know how to relate to people who are around them. And by having things that they can share and teach, you know, one of the things that we do pretty well in the military is teach other people. Right. And, you know, so if we can teach these skills to our children and pass them on, which these skills are things that are going to be passed down for generations. It's not just, one father to one son, or mother to daughter, or whatever the combination is, right? That's something that those kids are now going to be able to pass on to their kids down the line, if that's something that they choose to, get involved with and keep up with and everything. So, it's generational, really. The impact that this type of thing could have. Where can people go to get in touch with you if they're interested in finding out more about how they can get involved with Shift 6 to learn more, to take some of the training classes that you offer, and how they can work with you?
Yeah, so we have we have Facebook and Instagram, Project Shift 6. We're always available to be reached out. It's our Facebook and Instagram. We always keep it updated. I make sure that I stay on top of that. We have email as well. Everything's attached on the website. We're actually updating our website, so pretty soon it'll be the shift6.org website. Right now it's linked through GoDaddy, but here pretty soon we'll be transferring everything over to the shift6.org. But right now our main point of contact is the Facebook and Instagram. All the stuff goes to my cell phone. I believe my phone number is on the contact info as well. If people are serious, you can always shoot me an email, shoot me a text message. I have no problem. I'm better via text than I am on the phone sometimes. So, but it's real easy. I make it very easy for the people to get a hold of us. And if they have any questions, I'm more than welcome them. Any constructive criticism, I'm all ears.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any specific things that you're looking for help with in terms of donations, volunteers, resources, things like that?
Yeah. Like I said, in the near future, we hope to be in a brick and mortar establishment. So right now, since we've been up and running for about 2 years, but our 501c3 came through last January. This past December, November. And so we've been operating with that. So right now the donations is huge right now. We're trying to get our operating budget up to where we can start doing more events. We got our first big donation from the wonderful company, Pistachio Company, where they donated $1,000. So we're super grateful and thankful for that. We're working on trying to get some annual donors. So anybody who's willing to do donors or sponsorships for any of our future builds, or who just wants to donate, they can always link up with me. I'm working on getting a donation portal set up for our website as well, to where it can be donated anonymously, or if you want, you know, we can always reach out. It's right now it's just growing the tree to where we can, you know, yield the fruit and give it to the veterans to make them healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about if there's other people who maybe have a similar idea to this around the country, right? And they're looking to start something like this, but it makes maybe more sense to partner together. I know you said you're looking to expand. Is there, you know, same type of way? Just reach out and work, see if you can work together, right?
Yeah, I'm working with a potential partnership or sponsorship with a shop out in Kentucky, where there's some pre-existing stuff that they're getting started. Operation Dysfunctionally Built, great guy. Rusty's good. I've gotten to know him really well. But same thing, you know, there's always opportunities like that to where we can start something, or partner with, we just want to get to the point where we can have our veterans covered on all aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Curtis, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and sharing, what you're doing with Shift Six with me and the audience. And I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate all the work that you're doing as well, because I think this is a great resource to have available to the veteran community. So thank you again for coming on and doing what you're doing.
No, it's my pleasure and it was my honor. Thank you for having me and allowing me to represent Shift Six.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Drive On Podcast.